Hey, it's Cam. Welcome back to another episode of This Might Be Helpful, and I sincerely hope that it is. It's been a few weeks since I've been in the booth, because I decided to take a little hiatus from podcast in order to give myself spaciousness, in order to assess what's working and what's not. Because if you're so busy doing, without questioning what you are doing and why, you don't give yourself an opportunity to tune into what success looks like for you. Because what success looks like for me is going to look different than what it looks like for other people. And you have to give yourself the space to be able to recognize that and use your experience to inform the way that you show up in your career, in your personal life, your professional life, your relationships. If you are consistently stuck in cycles of doing without questioning what you are doing and why, you'll burn out. All right, you'll feel the bitterness of misalignment, the confusion of repetition without any real sensation of success. And you don't get a chance to see what this path is for you. So, that was my mentality going into a little bit of a break. And I feel good. There's a clarity that can only come from spaciousness, from dropping work and leaning into play, from letting go of the mentality of never-ended doing and allowing yourself to flow with meaning and purpose. Have I figured it out? No. Alignment is a dynamic process. And just as balance is not a fixed state, a destination you arrive at where everything is so perfectly established that there are no problems, there are no stresses, there are no kinks. No, alignment is dynamic. It is a perpetual movement towards the center, often overshooting, recorrecting, coming back, understanding, oh, this feels good, before you shift out of alignment again and repeat the process. But over time, you get better at identifying the sensations that are present when you are not aligned, and more adept at making the decisions that bring you back into alignment. You have to be able to question, what does success look like for me now? Right, are you giving yourself that space? Is experience informing your work, or is work stripping you of experience? Because when work strips you of experience, that's when you confront these questions of, what am I doing? Why am I doing it? What is for me? Where is the path? Where does it lead? Only you can see. All right, space allows you to zoom out. See the landscape of your experience, the pathways of your inner being, the essence of who you are and why you are here. You don't have to figure it out, but the damn sure way to not figure it out is to work yourself into a fine nanoparticulate dust until who and what you are is scattered to the wind, going wherever it blows you. Clarity is a practice, and the vision often emerges from a place of relaxation and wholeness. The work won't make you whole. Just like the mountains won't heal you, the river won't fix you, but it's not going to hurt So what have I been doing to cultivate clarity? First, playing with different parameters for your work. All right? When you are somebody with the capacity to see possibility and potential, the other edge to that sword is that you can be paralyzed by that possibility and potential. The weight of optionality, the burden of unmade decisions, the startling elation of coming into contact with something that is for you, and then the depression of not taking steps towards actualizing that vision. Cultivation of clarity. Playing with parameters. Asking yourself the question, what would I do if I only had 2 hours this week to work on my most important projects? 2 hours. How can you use those 2 hours most effectively? And watch all of the debris, the mechanical, transactional friction drop away and tune into the things that only you can do. Right? Because it's very easy to get caught up in things that other people can do, that AI can do, robots can do. Goodness gracious me, AI. Not going away, right? So best be learning how to use it to enhance, optimize, upgrade your life by reducing the amount of bullshit you got to handle on a day-to-day basis. You know, people are quite scared of AI. I think that it is our greatest opportunity to return to our nature. My nature is certainly not to be sitting on Gmail all day. My nature is not to be stuck in administrative work that a computer could definitely figure out way faster than me. My nature is nature. I want to be outside. I want to be moving, connecting, exploring, adventuring, helping, healing, touching lives. And something that disrupts that is the administrative debris of doing anything with technology. There are ways to simplify your workflows so that your greatest potency can be brought into the work that you do without your authenticity, original intention, and powerful energy getting snagged, caught, ripped, and dragged into whirling eddies of dysfunction. Flow. So play with different parameters. Ask yourself questions and see that the answer is right in front of you. Sometimes we have to shift the boundaries in order to hold a space for different visions and perspectives to emerge. Another way I cultivate clarity is play. Play. Transformative work comes from great play. You do not need to earn your fun. You do not need to hit a certain KPI, a benchmark, in order to enjoy yourself. And if you hit the benchmark, guess what? It's just going to be replaced by the next one, right? Come to grips, come to a place of acceptance that you will never fully meet your potential, because every time you transcend an original level, you perceive one even greater than that. There will always be more work to be done. There will always be boundless opportunity and possibility. But that possibility should excite you, not weigh you down. And so play is how we shake off the accumulated weight of experience, integrate our knowings into the body, make new shapes, because the brain is not just floating around as a gelatinous blob in a cranium. Your brain is in the body, right? And when we're working too much, you can see how our body becomes more rigid. Rigid not in a sturdy way, not rigidity and strength, but brittle. The shoulders start to hunch. The eyes are gazed down. The neck becomes sore. Tension accumulates in the hips and the neck and the shoulders. You gotta go make shapes, my friend. Because when you make shapes with the body, the brain gets to take on those shapes too. And how you think is informed by how you move. To move with a sense of liberation is to think in a liberated way. See in a liberated way, and then be liberated. Place yourself in environments where other people want to make shapes too. And I mean, like, quite literally, yoga, make shapes. Go climbing, make shapes. Oh, I'm loving bouldering right now. There's a new bouldering gym 3 minutes from my house. And I'm just going and enjoying the fact that I'm not good. But I will be. I will be. And the quiet, tired satisfaction of grazed knuckles, sore hands, exhausted forearms, the quiet satisfaction of having been completely out of your comfort zone and enjoying yourself the whole time. Yes, I am quite hyperfixated, and my hyperfixations tend to find their way into my public discourse and broadcasts. Whatever is playful to you, and you can know intellectually that you feel good when you play, just like you can know intellectually that you'll feel better if you go for a walk, that you will have more restful sleep if you stop staring at the phone, that you really find your flow when you are consistent in doing the things that you love to do. But the thing is, the mind thinks about things that the body once understood. It is the body that remembers. Like, you have these aha moments when you go back to doing the things that you love, because finally your body was placed in that environment, and that environment forms emotion, and through that emotion we come into direct contact with remembrance, with meaning, purpose, enjoyment, fulfillment. There's no use in thinking about all the things you could be doing, should be doing, would be doing, thinking about the things you know are good for you. Use the mind to place the body in the environment that supports how you want to feel, how you want to be, how you want to show up. And then once the body is in motion, the mind will align. Finally, relaxation. Clarity comes from relaxation. Clarity emerges when you give yourself full permission to be rather than do. And I'm not talking about merely passive forms of relaxation. You know, rest, the full word is restoration. How can you be restored? What is restorative to you? Sometimes maybe that's, you know, Netflix on the couch, but often it's meeting the needs of your body, of your soul, right? Sometimes restoration requires deep participation, discomfort, an expansion beyond the restrictive parameters of comfort. Some of the greatest restoration comes through discomfort. And sometimes that restoration comes through deep relaxation. I'm talking massages. I'm talking yoga nidra meditations. I'm talking eating rich, nourishing, restorative food. I'm talking being social, calling your mom, calling your buddies. And one of the final components of clarity is expression. Expression without expectation, expression for the sake of getting it out. Because if you want different outcomes, your job is not to control how people respond. Your job is not to control the final delivery, but to let it out. The outcome is what comes out. So get a pen, get a journal, and just start going wild. Do not try. Do not think about it. Do not question what is being written. Do not try and control in any way the words that come out onto paper. Start moving the pen, and don't let that pen stop. And you will enter a flow state that is purifying and expansive, exciting. It's exciting to have written 10 pages and not have a single idea about what was actually written. You go back and read those pages, surrender the self on the shelf, and see what was written, not what you wrote, but what wanted to be written. And yeah, a lot of it will be almost unsettling, concerning, like who actually wrote this? This is madness. But that madness is punctuated by gold, alchemical gold, wisdom from the voices of your experience, declarations from the inner child, insight from the person you know you can be, person that is right underneath the surface, just below the hazy fog of mental chatter. So that's what I have to say today. I'm glad to be back. Some upcoming adventures. We are going to Peru on September 1st to September 7th to the luscious Sacred Valley, resting in the cradled grip of the towering Andes Mountains. We will be doing yoga, meditation, journaling, eating soul-nourishing food, having soul-nourishing discussions, gazing up at a blanket of bright stars, and communing with the compassionate wisdom of Mother Ayahuasca. This is a bucket list trip for me. I am ready. I really feel ready and excited and invigorated by just the idea of this trip. So if that is something that you would be interested in exploring too, I would love to go on an adventure with you. I think we have like 5 spots available right now. It's booking out quick, which is an incredible affirmation and a sign that this is the path. The link will be in the description below. If you're looking for something a little more low-key, you can come and hang out with me in the community. Come and vibe with a bunch of people in a conscious tribe. That link will be in the description below as well. Otherwise, I think you're doing great. I'm really proud of you. I am. I see you. And I love you.